What happens when things get smaller? This large vertical sign explains that materials can behave differently when they're nano-sized, including familiar metals like gold and iron. The table attached to the sign explores how tiny technologies can help us solve big problems related to medicine, energy, water, and food. On the vertical sign, at the 9 o'clock position, there is a photo of three squares of stained glass, orange, pink, and red. What gives the glass its vibrant color? In each case, it's nano-sized particles of gold. Nanoparticles of gold can look red, orange, or even purple, not shiny and golden. Next to each square of glass is an image of the nanoparticles that color the glass. Red glass, for example, gets its color from particles of gold that are only 10 nanometers across. A nanometer is 1/1,000,000th of a meter, even smaller than an atom. Iron is another material that can behave differently when it's very, very small. At 5 o'clock on the sign, there's a photo of a shiny black liquid called ferrofluid. Ferrofluid is a remarkable material that's made from nano-sized particles of an iron oxide called magnetite. Magnetite nanoparticles can be suspended in liquid, creating a surprising material that's attracted to magnets. Next to the photograph of ferrofluid is an image of nanoparticles of magnetite. There are other surprises at the nanoscale, too. Different physical forces dominate. For example, when things are nano-sized, gravity is barely noticeable and static electricity has a much greater effect. Scientists are learning how to take advantage of these special nanoscale properties to create new materials and technologies. The table attached to the sign provides more information about new nanotechnologies. It has a series of four flipboards introducing different technologies that address important issues. The top side of each flipboard shows a photograph of a technology. If you flip up the board, underneath you'll find a photo showing how the technology is used and text explaining what it does. From left to right, the technologies featured on the flipboards are gold nanoshells, a thin-film solar cell, a teabag water filter, and wax-like nanocoatings for food. Starting on the left-hand side, the top of the first flipboard shows a test tube filled with blue liquid. The caption says that the tube contains gold nanoshells. If you flip open the board, there are medical brain scan images. The text explains that future cancer treatments might use tiny gold nanoshells and infrared light to fight tumors. Nanotechnology is expected to have a big impact on medical care, from diagnosis to treatment. The second flipboard shows a man holding a transparent, flexible circuit. The caption identifies it as a thin-film solar cell. The underside of the flipboard shows an array of large solar panels. The text explains that new solar cells have very thin layers of material that capture energy from the sun. They provide clean, renewable energy and are less expensive than existing solar panels. The third flipboard shows a pair of hands wearing blue gloves. The hand on your left shows a regular teabag, while the hand on your right holds a water filter that is packaged like a teabag. Underneath, there's a photo taken in Africa. A young girl holds out a glass of dirty water and a glass of purified water. The text explains that nano-sized charcoal removes germs and toxins from water. These small teabag water filters are easy to use and cost only pennies, so they can be used all over the world. The last flipboard shows a hand holding a shiny red apple. The caption suggests that it could have a wax-like nano coating on it. If you flip open the board, there's a photo of farm equipment working in a green field. The text explains that food production, processing, and packaging can all use nanotechnology. For example, nano-sized ingredients can improve food texture, nutrient absorption, and shelf life.